Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Supporting it because he's a tyrant. All right, let's go back to the callers here. Dixon in Canada, you're making a point about the tipping point. What's going to happen next? Please tell me your view on it.
Yes, so our march out of Egypt back then was a seven-day march. And the latter fulfillment of it is on a much bigger scale. It's a seven-year march, and it began in 2017 with Trump's presidency. So we all know what happened on the sixth day with Pharaoh's army and on the seventh day with the deliverance. But there are more details given in the book of Jasher. I don't know if you've ever read it. Chapter 81. It's a history book that the Bible refers to as recommended reading on two separate occasions. And what it tells us is that on the fourth day, which was 2020, the Egyptian slave owners, not Pharaoh's army, but the slave owners banded together. There were about 700,000 of them. And they set out to overtake Israel in the wilderness and to force them back into servitude. And they overtook them they arrived at the end of the fourth day. And on the fifth day, which is this year, God strengthened the hand of Israel to fight against those slave owners and overcome them and kill many of them and sent the rest humiliated back to Pharaoh. And that's what triggered Pharaoh to then send his whole army out a couple of days later. So the important thing to note there, this is the fifth year. This is the fifth day. And when you map a year to a day, the first 6 months of the year correspond to the nighttime portion because the day runs from sunset to sunset. And the last 6 months correspond to the daytime portion. Now, we just started the fifth month of the year yesterday, or the day before. So the turning point when we hit the daylight portion of this fifth day starts in around September 9th. And there is coming an inflection point when God is going to strengthen the hand of Israel to overcome this, at least within the USA, maybe not Canada, not elsewhere. This is specific to the tribe of the USA. And there, the internal traitors, the CCP loyalists, and those that have come against us to bring us back into slavery starting last year. And, you know, the lockdowns began right at the new year, the biblical new year, which is right around the middle of March, usually. And right on time. The time cues are all there. We can know what is going to happen.
Well, that's what's amazing, whether you believe in the Old Testament or not. The globalists follow it, and they manifest it. World government, cashless society, mark of the beast. The Bible says there'll be three major regions, 10 kingdoms. The UN sets up three regions, 10 kingdoms. They're following it.
And that actually brings me to another strong point is in Daniel chapter 7, the four beasts, you know, the scholars would tell us that, oh, that's just ancient history, but it's not. And Daniel tells us it's not because he tells us in verses 11 and 12 that when Christ comes back, the fourth beast is slain and given to the flames, but the first three beasts are kept alive, their dominions are taken away, but they go on into the millennium for a season at a time. So we know that they are end time contemporaries. They are not ancient history. And the first of those is the lion with eagle's wings, and that the eagle is America. And there's only one other place in Scripture where that same when the bear tears out three ribs, and it tears those ribs out of the eagle, because that's how the eagle gets its heart transplant. You have to remove those.
All right, brother. We'll be right back. Thank you. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take it under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to get her back up sometime to co-host the whole show with me. She's an amazing author and talk show host in her own right. Bottom of the hour, we'll go back to your calls, folks. Melissa Tate is a Christian conservative author, activist, political commentator, and social media influencer, born and raised in Africa. Melissa came to the United States at the age of 19 to attend college, where she earned a degree in business administration. After working at a large bank for years as an investment advisor, Melissa started her own business. By the age of 27, she had a thriving small business with several employees. She's married to her college sweetheart today, is a mother of three. RealMelissaTate.com. And the book is Choice, X'd Out Privilege. Choice, white privilege, what's race got to do with it? And she's here with us to talk about all the craziness happening in the world. And I know she's been a big defender of free speech. She's been speaking out. I've been a big fan of hers for several years. I've known about her. And it's just really great to have you here. There's so many questions I've got, but wow, what a time to be alive.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Alex. Yeah, everything that's happening is just really surreal. Just watching everything that's taking place has just been absolutely surreal. I mean, I used to watch some of your videos, and I used to think, well, I think Alex is going a little too far, but I don't think he went far enough. It's just been so crazy. I just feel like I've woken up in like Twilight Zone or some sort of a dystopic movie. But yeah, it's been crazy.
How did you wake up? Because you reach millions of people now. You got a best-selling book. I mean, what was your process of waking up? What formed your views?
So when I moved to the United States, immediately I aligned with the Republican Party because, you know, Zimbabweans are very conservative. I was raised very Christian, very conservative, very traditional. So when I moved here, I automatically said, well, I guess I'm a Republican. So I was all for George Bush and all of that. And then I kind of started to notice that both parties, because I've always been very, interested in politics, but not involved. So I just always used to kind of follow it. And then during the Tea Party movement, I started to notice that there was like, you know, a division between like the Republicans that are really for the people and then the Republicans that are just kind of more establishment. So that's when I think I started to wake up. And then I actually saw one of your documentaries, The Obama Deception, and that kind of opened up my mind to other issues and stuff. So I was like, oh, wow. So that was kind of my journey in waking up. But really, I had kind of checked out of politics for the most part because I just felt like both parties were corrupt. And then 2016 was when I got excited. I mean, I wasn't immediately on the Trump train, but when Trump started going, I was like, that's the guy who's going to take down, you know, both parties. He's going to take on the Republican establishment. He's going to take on the Democrat establishment, and most importantly, the media. So I immediately got on the Trump train, and then I would hear that Trump tweeted this, Trump tweeted that. So I was like, let me get on this Twitter to see what he's saying for myself. So I logged on to Twitter, created an account. I started to connect with other conservatives on Twitter, and then I started tweeting out my own thoughts and, you know, posting, just basically being a digital warrior and exposing all the lies that the media was saying about Trump. And then I started growing a really big following. So before you knew it, I had like hundreds of thousands of followers. President Trump is retweeting me. And before you know it, I'm at the White House taking a selfie with the President of the United States. So if you would have told me that when I was a little girl growing up in Zimbabwe that I'd be at the White House taking a selfie with the President of the United States, I would have said, that's fake news. So it's been an incredible journey, but so that's kind of my story as far as how
Melissa, you just said it all. You would have had those talents in Zimbabwe, but you wouldn't have had the opportunities. It's not that America gave you this. You came to a place where you would be recognized. And when you got here, people immediately recognized you're smart, you're well-spoken, you're beautiful, we love you. And that's what scares the left, is they want to try to make us all at each other's throats when we're all just ready to come together and be successful and love God and justice. And that's why they try to suppress you. But you're right. How many other amazing people are there like you, of every race, color, and creed, are all human, that we don't know about? That's what's so amazing. I'm just glad you stepped up so we get to know you.
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. So when I came to the United States, you know, this was like a great opportunity for me. And just coming here with nothing, $300 in my pocket, a suitcase full of clothes, I arrive in the United States. I work hard, determination. That's just what my mother taught me, you know. So I worked my way through college. It was a supernatural thing, because actually when I came to the United States, it was during a time that my own country was having a economic collapse of devastating proportions, and I'm sure you know a lot about that. But so obviously my mom couldn't afford to send me to the United States, but I came here by faith, because my mom believed that I would be able to work hard and God would supernaturally provide, and he did. And I was able to pay my way through college. I graduated. I got a good job. I started my own business. And by the time I was 27 years old, I had a business that was doing seven figures. You know, I had multiple employees, living the American dream. So when I start to hear this narrative that America is systemically racist and oppressive and evil and white supremacist, I'm like, that is not true. That is not the America that I know. That is not.
I mean, let me imagine. I bet you have to beat people up with a stick just for business, everything, because you're a smart, dynamic, beautiful woman. Exactly. Like, this idea is just not true, is it?
No, it's absolutely not true. And that's you know, it really grieved my heart. And during the time, 2020 is where I feel like it was a turning point. You know, during the George Floyd tragedy that happened, and then the ensuing riots and all of this stuff, you know how the left just took advantage of that and took that as an opportunity to smear the country as a systemically racist and evil nation. And for the first time, this was the first time that I started to hear this narrative in the mainstream, because I used to see it, you know, in the echo chambers, far left echo chambers of Twitter, academia. But for the first time, I was starting to hear my friends and family parrot these talking points of systemic
racism. And for me, what it is a bunch of weird white academic liberals stealing black people's identity and claiming they represent any problems you have. And that's, I mean, look at these weird-ass white people worshiping George Floyd. That's a cult.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, it's mostly driven by white people, the white liberals. You know, that drive this. And so when all this started happening, I just got so frustrated just seeing all the ignorance that was around me. My pastor started putting up Black Lives Matter decals on the windows of the church, apologizing for his white privilege. I mean, it just blew my mind, and I got so frustrated. And that's when I, you know, in my frustration, the Lord just spoke to me and said, write a book about it and educate people. Because, you know, I'm somebody who follows politics very closely. So I know Black Lives Matter is an organization that does nothing for black people. I mean, they do very little, if anything. I mean, this is an organization that mostly raises funds for, you know, far left causes, you know, like abortion and all these things that are really anti-black. So I know this, but the average person who maybe gets their information from, like, you know, sound bites off media, you know, they don't know this. A lot of people don't pay attention to politics. They just get their little sound bites. So I was like, you know what, I need to educate, particularly, you know, even Christians and conservatives, because, you know, they were falling for this, and they're thinking, oh, well, I need to help black people. I even had people call me, oh, how do you feel about George Floyd's death? How does that affect you? I'm like, you know, that doesn't affect me. That's not who I am. That's not who my children are. That's not how I raise my children to live their lives like that. And to me, it's kind of patronizing for somebody to say that because somebody who's black was killed, who was in this situation, now I should feel that same way. And it's mostly, you know, white liberals who come up and say these kinds of things. So I thought, you know what, I need to write a book about this. So I did. So I wrote the book Choice Privilege. And basically, it's a play on the words white privilege. I cross out where it says white, and I put in choice because in my experience and what I've seen in America, it's not the color of your skin that determines your destiny and the quality of your life. It is the choices that you make. I came here with nothing. I made really good choices because my mother instilled in me values that that the choices that you make is really what's going to determine your destiny and your life. So that's just the attitude I came over here with. My mother was like, you know, the world doesn't owe you anything. So,
well, Melissa Tate, I'm sold, and your book's amazing. Let's come back and look at what's contemporarily happening and your ideas of how to fix it and how to bring people together, because what you're doing is amazing for an ambassador to humanity of real unity, not division. We'll be right back with the author of Choice Privilege. Stay with us. Melissa Tate is on fire.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Great song off. So looking at the clear, cold-blooded attempt to create division in this country, you're a world-traveled person, you're a successful person in your own right, that's what I respect. I want your advice. What do you say to America? How do we fix this? How do we stop the Democrats? I mean, I think get the Republicans strong and to stop being on defense when we get called racist because we're just promoting freedom. And really getting the Democrats faced with what they're doing, because promoting racial division is the racism, in my view.
No, you're absolutely right. And the answer is really for people to start being politically active. You know, just sitting around in the sidelines doesn't work anymore. Politics is no longer a spectator sport. It has to be all hands on deck. That means every person needs to be figuring out, what do I need to do? What can I do? And that's the question that I was asking myself when everything was happening. I was like, what can I do? And that's what prompted me to write the book. I was like, let me write a book. Let me get out there. Let me do something. But for everybody, it's going to look different on what God has called them to do in this fight. So everybody has to start being politically active. People have to stop being afraid of being called names, you know, whatever racist names, whatever names that the left is going to throw at you, racist, white supremacist, all these things. We have to stop being afraid of being called names. We have to stop being afraid of cancel culture, because really, if everything they're trying to achieve happens, the consequences of that are going to be 10 times worse than what it is for you to be canceled or for you to be called names. I get called names all the time, but it doesn't stop me from speaking the truth.
Let me just say this, Melissa. It's not just that you're a beautiful woman and a mother and married and so successful. The fact that you came from adversity, overcame adversity, I wouldn't call that sexy, because it's not like a sexual thing. It's very attractive. You're like an American success story. Just like anything America, like some poor guy grows up wherever, ends up being a top race car driver by his own bootstraps. He can be black, Hispanic, white. I don't care. It's like attractive. And I look at you, the Democratic Party could easily be full of great dynamic people like you, but they don't want that. They want AOC people that are repulsive, not because she's Hispanic, beautiful Hispanic people. She's just something. Joe Biden's repulsive. It seems spiritual. Why can't people see the difference?
No, you're absolutely right. And the Democrat Party doesn't want that. And really, I mean, the way we've been looking at this whole issue with the race and the critical race theory, we've been looking at it from the standpoint of what it's doing to the country, which is evil, in itself, but what is it doing to the black community? Really what it's doing, it's designed to demoralize the black community as well. Because if you're born and the first thing you're told is that you live in this oppressive society where the white man is out to get you, you're never going to succeed, you're never going to achieve anything, you're never going to amount to anything because you don't have privilege, and these people here have privilege. So really, when I look at critical race theory, I look at it as the black demoralization project. That is the new project of the Democrat Party to destroy the black community and then weaponize the black community to destroy and take down the America, basically American principles and Western civilization. And this is what I've seen just studying it for my book, just the fact that critical race theory and this whole racial agenda, it is really designed to tear down Western civilization if you just boil it all the way down. And that's what's happening. So at the same time that they're destroying the country, they're destroying the black community because they're totally demoralizing them, telling them they can never amount to anything because of racism and white supremacy. I came here and I succeeded because my mother told me that I could become anything and everything I want to be if I'm willing to work hard and make good choices. And that was a simple formula that I used, and I came to the United States, and I was able to make it. And that's one thing that is very unique about the United States, is you can come here with nothing, and you can have the determination and the work ethic, and you can have, you know, all these things that are innate in you, and you can become something. And that's very unique to the United States, because I could have had the same determination and hard work ethic in my country, and I never would have been as successful there as I am here, because they're very rigid. The class systems there are very rigid. So if So basically, if you're born poor, you're most likely going to die poor. So America is very unique, and I just wish it. Americans understood that, and I wish that Americans would appreciate America, because it is such a beacon of light and hope and freedom for the rest of the world. And people who are able to make it here are just like, wow, what an opportunity that I can come here and make something of myself. And you have a line of people that want to come here and become something. And then you see Americans, you know, kneeling for the flag, turning their back on the national anthem and all these things. And it's just unbelievable because, it's just crazy.
You know, to me, what's amazing is that these big corporations are hiding their corruption, their death camps in China, Apple, by funding Black Lives Matter. And it's so transparent. And I'm seeing polls that not just white America or black America, but everybody is rejecting BLM now and really seeing that it's just corporations trying to hide themselves between a black face. That's what I see happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And black people are starting to wake up to Black Lives Matter as well. You know, you saw the founder of Black Lives Matter just bought a whole bunch of million-dollar houses. You know, they're just blowing, living large, and nothing has happened for the black community. All the communities that they've destroyed and looted are still laying in ruins while they're living high on the hog, buying all these fancy houses. And then there's another gentleman that was talking about education. He was part of the Black Lives Matter organization. And he went after education, which is the one thing you don't want to go after when you're in the Democrat Party, because they want you to criticize the system, but they don't want you to exit it. So they will let you criticize the white supremacist system or whatever, but if anyone stands up and says, well, we need to exit the school system. We need to exit the white supremacist school system. That's what he basically said. And, you know, that's the teachers' unions, and that's where...
Which, by the way, is based on eugenics and Planned Parenthood, which basically is about the only white supremacist thing in this country that's left.
Right, absolutely. And that is so true, because right now the one thing that is keeping black people down is the school system, because you
Let's talk about that with Melissa Tate. She'll be gone after this segment. We'll go to your calls, but I'm going to have her on for 10 hours. Melissa Tate, realmelissatate.com. Check out her book, Choice Privilege. We'll be right back. Choice Privilege, Melissa Tate. Hit that book and share it today. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund her operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm sold on people like Melissa Tate because they're what America's dream is all about what you stand for is what you stand for. That's why everything Martin Luther King said made such sense to everybody. And we'd already fixed a lot of problems, but he took us over the top by just saying, I want our children to live together in the future, not what color they are, but what they stand for and who they are. And we all know that. You don't go buy a suit of clothes asking whether a black person or a brown person or a white person came up with it. You ask, is that a good set of clothes? You don't go eat at a restaurant, at least I don't, saying, what color person is the chef? You go there because it's good food. You don't listen to music asking, what color is this person? I can hear an African player, an Hispanic, Asian, white, doesn't matter. I can hear Eric Clapton or Jimi Hendrix. It's beautiful. And that's our humanity, our free choice. And people that try to set things up in the way of that and tell you in college and high school now, oh, it's not about what somebody does. It's about what color they are. That's evil. And it's done to divide us. So I've asked my questions, and Melissa Tate, I've been impressed with you for several years watching your work and getting a chance to read your book last week. And I really appreciate my producer getting you on so quick. I'd love to invite you back to co-host sometime or come on for a couple hours and take calls with us. But I've been asking a lot of questions the last few segments. I want to give you the floor in the last 8 minutes we've got to just impart other knowledge of people as a successful, beautiful person that is not black, that's not white, but is a human that God made. And what you think we can do to transcend this globalist poison.
Well, Alex, I mean, looking at everything that's happening right now, everything just seems so dire. I mean, I just look at every corner and I'm like, what is going on? You know, I just saw a video the other day of like a TikTok, like a teenager on TikTok, and she was giving all these pronouns on her thing, and she was dressed like a ram. And she was saying, my pronouns are ram, rammy, romo. And I was like, what is going on? It just hit me. I was like, wow, this looks so bleak right now. But let me tell you what gives me hope. What gives me hope is that this country was founded on a covenant between God's people with God to create this nation. This nation was founded on the principles, biblical principles. And that's what gives me hope, because I feel like the Lord is working in all of this chaos. You know, every other country has fallen to communism and socialism, including where I've come from, you know. But I feel like there's something unique about the United States. That covenant that the Lord made with the founders of this nation is the one thing I hold on to. That God is not going to allow this country to fall to communism. So I am seeing a great awakening that is taking place, and there is a remnant of people that are awakening and starting to take action, you know, peacefully, and starting to get involved and starting to do things that I feel like are going to do something. And right now, I mean, what we're looking at, it feels like a huge giant. It feels like something that is insurmountable. But when you read the Bible, you see that, you know, God only needs a remnant, a small group of people, you know, like the Gideon army was an army of just 300 people. God said, I just need 300 people to fight this army of 1 million people. And that's kind of the paradigm that we're in right now. So I wouldn't worry about the masses and all the people that are just going along with this. Obviously, it's wrong, but if that small group of people, those of us who are awake and aware of what's happening, start to get involved, we can really turn things around with the power of God, because we have to pray, but we also have to have corresponding action in the natural. So that's what gives me hope, and that's what I'm hoping that people out there who watch your show, who watch other shows, other patriots, will listen to what I'm saying and start to do certain things in their community. Local politics is huge, school boards, even something as simple as getting your kids out of the public school system is something that I really talk about, and I go into it in quite detail in my book, because I feel like that's where we're losing the war right now, because we're fighting all these battles, we're fighting pro-life, gun control, and all these things, but the left has a system right now where they have 50 million of our kids in their care. So you can be fighting for all these things during the day.
But if you don't exit, like, out of Egypt, then they still got you.
Exactly. And right now, they have 50 million kids, so no matter what we're doing, we're just spinning our wheels, because every single time they have 50 million kids that are on their conveyor belts. And we're just kind of just picking the little issues one issue at a time. So I feel like education is such a huge issue.
So strike back at the heart. Take control of our families again. Let me ask you this, because you're really obviously an energetic person. What is your energy like right now? I just feel God is really pissed off. I feel like more energy than I've ever felt. In fact, it's hard to control right now. What are you feeling in your spirit right now?
Well, I'm feeling very energized right now. It's like the best of times and the worst of times. You know, you're seeing like two extremes. You're seeing like the extremes on the left and all the craziness that's going on over there. And then you're really seeing like an awakening of people on the other side who are standing up and fighting, you know, just seeing like the mama bears. You know, I feel like, okay, the mama bears are going to save the country, because when you come after mothers and their children, that's when you've started a real fight. Because as a mother, I know how it is. You know, people love their children and they're going to fight for their children. And right now they're really coming to attack our children. When you see what they're doing, like with the masks and forcing kids to wear masks, force vaccines, you know, isolating kids.
And the drag queen story times and this new thing I can't even say on air, this horrible guy with like the things he did in London, that they would try to have somebody do that to children. These people are demonic.
It's unbelievable. I showed my husband that, and he couldn't believe that. I was actually showing him yesterday. I was like, this guy, you know, the rainbow monkey guy with the dildo, I could not believe it.
Who don't know, imagine a six-foot guy shows up with a huge fake, you know what, with a fake rear end and breast, and the women bring their kids to him like an altar. That's Satanism. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's seeing what we'll put up with.
Yeah, and that's the worst part. The worst part, I mean, what's worse than that story is the fact that mothers were bringing their children to that. You know, it just goes to show you just how far gone some of the people are. But I still feel there's hope for the country. There's still hope for the world. So I never want to give a bleak message. But, you know, again, talking about getting involved, getting our kids out of the public school system is huge. You know, if every patriot took their kids out of the public school system, you know, the system would collapse, the public school system, and that's the indoctrination factory that is taking place right now. So we need to really rethink education. I know it's kind of a paradigm shift, because where I come from, it's very normal for a middle class family to take their kids to private school. So my kids are in private school. That's very normal. But I've noticed that in the United States, like, public school, people are very emotionally invested in the public
school. Yeah, even people that have the money think it's like a good thing to do it. It's not. It's run by the globalists. Even most private schools have got problems. Well, all I can say is I've known about you for years. I've read your book, and you've had a lot of courage, and I follow your work almost every day. I see what you're doing without even trying to follow you. I see what you're doing. You're a warrior, and you're just awesome, and you're an example of what we should all do. I don't want to praise you too much. It'll try to deplatform me, but you've had a lot of courage. In 1 minute, closing comment.
Well, my closing comment is I would like people to start being, reiterating what I was saying. We need to start being involved, because right now we are facing Marxism. This is something that happened in my own country. You know, we had the same type of situation with the racial division, and that's why I was so able to quickly pick up on it when it started happening here, the same rhetoric that the Democrats were having. I started to see the same thing happen here that was happening in my country, preceding to the collapse. And for those of you who don't know, in Zimbabwe, we had the worst economic collapse probably in history. I think we made the Guinness Book of Records of the worst inflation. And really leading up to
that. Hold on, I got loaded phone lines, but I'm going to host for the next hour. I'll get to everybody. William, Barbara, Rob, Luke, first timer, Galv, Jerry, Boomer, I'm going to get to you. But I want to do 3 more minutes on the other side, because you're from Zimbabwe. People to know about that.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Final segment with our guest, and I promise all the loaded phone calls I'm going to, and I appreciate you holding while she's been on with us. Melissa Tate, RealMelissaTate.com. What a subject, Zimbabwe. You could talk about the race war, the UN, the left funded, the communist funded. She lived through it. I mean, I just read about it. Amazing. Or the $1 trillion notes. We can put those on screen for TV viewers. There's one. Reserve Bank Zimbabwe. What is that? $1 trillion note. $1 trillion. That's beyond the German Weimar Republic. That's where we're headed. So you're just intriguing. I could have you on for a whole show just about growing up till you were, I guess you said, a teenager in Zimbabwe. Spend a few minutes on that life lesson, having you see how great America was. Not like you were some weak person. Once you got here, you thrived. I mean, we're glad we've got you. So, I mean, that's our empowerment. But for people that don't know what it's like to live in a communist hellhole, please tell them.
Well, growing up in Zimbabwe was a beautiful country. I mean, when I grew up, it was just an amazing place to live. I couldn't have asked to live.
They say it looks like Hawaii. I haven't been there. They say it looks like Hawaii.
Well, it actually looks a lot like South Florida, because when my husband visited us and I visited the country, he was like, man, this place looks like South Florida. And then the next time we went, I was like, wow, it really does. I mean, it's beautiful. And when I grew up there, you know, it's a multiracial country, very cosmopolitan. I went to school with people from all over the world because they say that we have the best climate and the best weather in the world. So it was great growing up there. We had a very strong currency. In fact, I think at one point the Zimbabwean dollar was 1:1 with the British pound, so it was actually stronger than the U.S. dollar. So when I grew up, Zimbabwe was a very successful country, and people would migrate from other neighboring countries to come to Zimbabwe.
So you saw it go through the whole process from a wonderland to hell.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So people would come in from other countries for a better life in Zimbabwe. And then gradually things started to change. And then you just see like inflation, hyperinflation, empty shelves. I mean, my mother, everything that she ever worked for, you know, all her life savings were gone. I mean, they were worthless. You know, it came down to the point where, you know, her entire life savings could just go buy her a bag of groceries.
And again, I oversimplify it, but I mean, how did it happen? Obviously, it was the dictator, but who were the other forces that did that?
Well, I think the main issue, there was obviously the farmers that were, you know, the farming situation that was happening there, production and farming, there was a lot of conflict that happened with the commercial farmers. The government just basically scapegoated the issues that were happening in the country.
And so just like the Russian Revolution, they took over the farms, Mao took over the farms, and it caused a collapse.
Right. Yeah. So 60% of production went down when that happened with the farms. Unemployment just became rampant. So it was just like a cascading effect to the point where, you know, the entire system just collapsed. So it was very sad to watch. But I came to the United States right when that stuff just started happening. So the height of the collapse was when I had actually come here to the United States. So I watched the beginning of it. So I remember being, you know, standing in bread lines. I remember sleeping overnight in a fuel queue, a fuel line, you know, waiting for gas the next morning. So I've lived it. So I understand it. And that's why I felt that the Lord has called me to speak up against it, because I feel like Americans feel like that can never happen here. I could have never imagined that would happen in Zimbabwe, because Zimbabwe was a great country, very successful, very peaceful. I used to walk home from school miles. Nobody would bother me. Very peaceful place. And then that happened. So it can happen here.
Well, I totally agree, and I don't want to give it a dumbed-down answer, but I've read a little bit of history. I didn't live through it like you. Even though the, quote, white colonialists, the Dutch or whoever, or the British, weren't in control anymore, once that control was gone, the left said, get rid of the system, too. And then basically that's what happened.
That's true. That's true. And that's what's happening here. And that's why I was able to pick up on the whole Black Lives Matter movement. You know, it's about, you know, finding a victim class and then pitting that victim class against the producers. And then the victim class will then overthrow the system. And that's just basically how Marxism works. And in every country, they exploit different divisions. So in Russia, they obviously couldn't use race because everybody is white. But in Zimbabwe, we do have that. We do have white and black Zimbabweans. So they exploited that racial component of it. And that's what they're doing here in the United States. And that's why I was able to pick up on it. And that's why I wrote the book, so that I can draw parallels of what happened in Zimbabwe with what's happening here in the United States.
That's right. You do a great job of the book. All right. Join us again for an hour just on Zimbabwe. Just amazing. Thank you, Melissa Tate. RealMelissaTate.com. The book is available, I guess, all over the place. I read an online version.
On Amazon. It's on Amazon. A lot of people still shop on Amazon, but you can get it on my website.
Oh, I don't care where they get it. They get it on Amazon. It doesn't matter where they get it. Exactly. A choice privilege. All right. Melissa Tate, God bless you. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, she is impressive. All right. I apologize to the callers making you hold for an hour, but I had her on. The phones were loaded. I wanted to get to your calls. So we're going to get to you right now. But let me tell you, amazing. Amazing what the globalists, the UN and the left did. Like, the white people aren't even in charge anymore. It's like, well, let's just blow up the free market because whites did it. Let's get rid of capitalism here. Doesn't matter what color you are inheriting, whether you're white, black, old, young, whatever, this system that's not perfect, but my God, it's a lot better than other ones. And once the commies have blown everything up, there's nothing but starvation and death, which is what Klaus Schwab wants while he's in Switzerland laughing at you. I'm not bashing the Swiss, I'm just saying that's where Klaus Schwab lives. They've got their safe zones while they do all this to us. And I live in America. I love America. Like folks living in Zimbabwe. And, you know, sheep, we didn't get into that, but, you know, they killed hundreds of thousands or drove out hundreds of thousands of white farmers. And you saw what happened once that happened. It's just the infrastructure was gone. All their contracts and all their know-how and all the things they did, all the things they knew was gone. The majority of blacks didn't want that. They tried to fight it, but the government wanted the control over the people. The government was jealous of independence. They were like, we can't have the general public here knowing how to run all this. We can't have the general public in charge of all this infrastructure. Get rid of it. Well, a couple guys in an army tank with machine guns don't know how to grow a bunch of vegetables. And so they starve to death. All right, we've got so many callers here that have been holding a long time. Who's been holding the longest? Who should I go to here first? No idea who I should go to first? Let's go to Bob in North Carolina. Bob, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
AJ, what's up? Long time listener since the 90s.
Just yes, sir.
A quick shout out. I never call. I just listen. But I was compelled the other day. I was like, you know what? I'm going to send an email over to someone in the crew. And I did, but I didn't get a response. I was compelled to call. So let's just jump right into it. I live out here in the Carolinas. I work for, I would say, one of the top three financial institutions in the country, if not the world. And, you know, majority of us are working from home from the pandemic. And now they're getting ready to bring people back into the office. And I know I'm not the only person probably listening that works from home that's getting ready to go back to the office. And that's probably getting ready to get segregated. So, and I'm sure you understand when I
say that. Who's vaccinated? Who isn't vaccinated?
Exactly. So what they're getting ready to do is, if you're not vaccinated, they're going to require face covering, physical distancing,
You're talking about J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs? Yeah, that's all the big banks.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. I mean, I would rather...
Think about the cult level of this. You didn't take a poison shot. They admit doesn't even protect you. We're in your medical business now. You didn't put stuff in your body, so you got to wear a thing over your over your face like you're a bad person. Talk about harassment. That is outrageous.
No, AJ, not only that, they're making it an obstacle course where you'll just say, you know what, I'm just going to give in. I'll take the shot. And remember, these banks, I mean, they pride themselves in diversity and inclusion. Well, what about us? What about the large amount of people that work for these corporations that don't want to take the vaccine? Are we not included in your diversity and inclusion, you know, document? And when I
they need to be sued, Morgan Stanley, all of them. How do they make you declare your medical record? How do they make you take an experimental shot?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, AJ. What they have is what's called a vaccination status, like matrix. So you literally are basically giving up your HIPAA right, saying, hey.
They make you waive your rights. I'd sue them right there.
Dude, and what they're doing is.
How is it their business when you saw a dentist? How is it their business when you had a proctology exam? How is it their business? How is it their business?
Agreed. Let me tell you something. This is just unbelievable. And it's crazy because, you know, senior management, we're not talking about upper level management in these corporations. They're being pressured by, you know, the managers, the direct managers are being pressured by market managers. They're being pressured by senior managers.
Bob, don't hang up. I'm back in 2 minutes and I'm right to you. All right. Fourth hour, your phone call straight ahead. Don't hang up. I'm talking to you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.